So I'm Janie. Definitely a believer and follower now of Jesus Christ. And my life before I met Jesus, I did go to church as a kid. I went with my aunt and I learned the stories. But I really thought of the Bible more like a book of fables. And as I got older, I saw Christians, in my opinion, that were judgmental, and I saw some as hypocrites. I didn't really have in my household, my parents didn't go to church. I started drinking and using drugs when I was a teenager, and that kept on for years. I didn't even think about God during that time, in those early years especially. And it wasn't until I was like 38 years old. I had gone through some really difficult things and attempted suicide. And didn't care, you know, at that time where I was going. I just wanted to be gone from here. And, you know, at that time someone did come in and visit me when I was in the hospital and talk to me a little bit about God, and I listened a little bit, but kind of pushed it aside. And in 2010, was the first time I really decided to get sober. And I couldn't figure out what else was missing. And then I heard someone talking about, you know, and he was actually talking to someone else. I just was listening. And he was saying, you know, if you don't feel good enough, if you don't feel like you're worthy, you really need to read this book about God and his mercy and how he really loves the sinners. And that's who he was for. He wasn't just for, and that was the first time I'd heard that point of view. And I immediately got that book. It was by Brennan Manning. It's called Ragamuffin Gospel, if anybody. But still overwhelmed by the shame, though, and the things I've done, and visited some churches, but still felt like an outcast. I never felt welcome at a church. I was a single woman, I was alcoholic, I was, you know, I just didn't feel at home anywhere. I even got baptized at one of the churches I went to, but I still had no relationship with God. At that point, I kind of knew, you know, that I just still didn't feel, there was something missing, and I relapsed, went back out, did drugs and alcohol again, and the promiscuity and everything else that it was totally against God and what I believe and what my values are. And, even when I was sober, I was still living in sin. I would go to church, but I, you know, there wasn't the relationship message that I was getting. And, you know, I knew God was my creator. I knew God was created all these beautiful things, but I didn't know him as my savior. I didn't think that I was worthy. Still kind of, you know, question. Anyway, this past September, Dave actually came I was at one of my lowest points, alone in an apartment, scared, and he took me to a rehabilitation place in Columbus where I met some wonderful people, including my counselor, Courtney, who came to visit today. With her and, you know, telling me, starting to tell me that I am worthy of love and help. And then coming here, I've never felt more welcome anywhere than here at Lighthouse. The grace here just shines. The Friday nights are amazing. I feel such fellowship, and it's not just from the fellow alcoholics and addicts that are here. It's from everybody. The warmth here. And I just know how much God loves me now. And now that I know that, and now that I know that I'm worth loving, and that God loves me, and I love him back, that we have a relationship now, I'm ready to be baptized. And the verses that my favorite verse has been, because, you know, I've always been so scared of losing God's love and grace, and because I know I can't keep it on my own, that it's just his gift now, is Romans, the whole chapter 8 in Romans, but specifically Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, not height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen.